time for a little Friday frivolity, and for that, we bring in Travis.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, fellas. What I have for you today is something that took a couple of weeks to really come to fruition, and it all started the first week of February when we talked about the story of Onijah Robinson, a black woman from the Bronx who had catfished a man from Pakistan into believing that she was a young blonde lady and showed up at his door only to find out that is not what she looked like. And then she set up shop for a few weeks outside, was demanding money of the government. But that kind of got us thinking, and we were talking about how do you even reface yourself to the point where you could look like a completely different person. And our ticker man, Ryan Baldwin, did a little bit of research for us, found a program that will reface you. And then when we had the guy that did the Doritos commercial for the Super Bowl, did not win but had a good showing, he refaced you guys as ladies with him when he was in studio. So that got us thinking even further. Okay. Which of the two of you between Donovan and Matt would do better on the dating apps as a lady? And we attacked this all week this week.
All right. And yeah, we kept getting these verification codes. Okay. Like, an intern texted me this morning. He's like, "Hey, I need a verification code."
So if you guys will go to the Invasion's Twitter account, at Invasion9till1, we have posted the profile pictures that we use for each of you. You'll see young Donna Lewis and young Maddie with two D's McLaren.
Yeah, Maddie with an IE, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know. And so
I got to tell you.
tell us your first impressions first.
First impression is I look like I might be Shania Twain's daughter. In this picture, I look like it's very possible I'm about to drop my debut country album, just self-titled, Maddie.
With the hit single.
And I got to say, I have this like sultry kind of look. I look like I do certain things really well in life.
Yeah.
I wish my boobs were bigger.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I get that.
I do. Don't you? Look at mine.
Yes.
I see.
Don't you think? But man, I'm kind of sexy.
All right. Donna, what do you think of your profile picture?
Oh, gosh. I don't know why I have to look like sad and pouty.
Well, you're a model, dude.
Is that what
is that what I look like all the time?
Donnie looks like a wag.
What does that mean?
A wife and girlfriend from like a sports
outfit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a compliment. It's a high compliment. It's a high compliment.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
So
because that looks like, is that a Louis Vuitton? It is, isn't it?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah. My God, see, you're rich.
You're doing really well, Donna. You're doing great. So,
but your face looks like I'm rich. Don't talk to me.
You're not as approachable as Maddie is. Maddie's a lot more
approachable. Yeah, I feel like I'm very, very unapproachable.
Yeah.
I look like I would be a good kisser.
Okay.
I do. Look at my lips.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I'll tell you straight off the top, we had a little bit more trouble getting Maddie through the verification processes of the different apps. You got kicked off of Tinder, Bumble. You got kicked off of some threesome app as well. I guess you look more AI than Donna does, which is unfortunate.
But that seems weird to me that he looks more AI. Well, I wonder why that's the case.
Well, if you look at the faces.
Like, I've seen somebody that looks like that just kind of walking around.
No, but you look like a real woman. And I think, yeah, when you look at my face. I mean, I think some people would make out with me, but.
It's not even that you're. Looking. It's not that you're ugly or anything. It's just your face. In the picture looks a little more pasted on.
So you're saying my face is more woman-like than Matt.
Yeah, you look more like a lady.
That's what you're telling me right now.
Yeah, you
I think I look good.
You had no problems putting me through
any of the
profile.
I think that
I'm
long and lean.
Oh, my gosh.
I have nice legs, showing a little leg there.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
You're going to show more than that.
I can tell.
The result.
I obviously want to.
Of these dating profiles, that means that people are swiping whatever way they need to and putting comments on there and all that, right?
And let me tell you how quickly every time, because you would get a little bit of time on the app before it would kick us off inevitably at some point. But I think the biggest lesson we've learned here is dudes are incredibly horny, like hornier than you could even possibly imagine. Because within 5 minutes of every one of these profiles opening, especially Tinder, especially Bumble, we're getting flooded with dudes.
Oh, yeah?
Just flooded. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Have we matched with anybody?
Matched. Now, I will say I put the intern on this, and I feel like there were conversations being had that I wasn't comfortable that I made the intern participate in. I'll tell you that right now, straight off the top.
Oh, because I messaged somebody. I got his phone and messaged somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All right. Well, let's start talking about some of the messages and things that you would get from these really, really nice fellas. Let's start with Donna,
okay,
shall we?
Okay.
And this comes from Danny. He says, "Hey, how's it going?" And Donna, you responded, "I'm good, just a little lonely."
He said, I would never say that.
Well, yeah, that's what you said. Awesome. That's exactly what you said. And then he says, I feel we can definitely fix that. Sorry, I'm trying to read through the way he wrote it. And you say, you can. Absolutely. Just depends on if you can handle what I've got, is what he responds with. And then he's trying to hedge his bets a little bit and says, unless that's not the kind of lonely that you meant, cry, laugh emoji. We're having fun here.
Why is that funny?
I don't know, but Donna wants to make sure that he's serious and says, "Don't backtrack now, winky face." To which he says, "You trying to see wide eyes emoji, devil emoji."
No.
He says, "You're so sexy." And you respond with, "Thanks, hun." His next question, the follow-up to "Thanks, hun," "You dominant?"
In the world?
And Donna, you responded with, "I can be. Do you want that?" To which he responded with, And you
so
thought,
bad.
And you saw an opportunity here, Donna, because you responded with,
"Good Lord.
You like getting tied up and degraded?" To which he responded, "Yes, goddess." Your next question, I think... Your next question really, really upped the ante, I would say, Donna, because you went straight to the point and you just asked him, "You like getting pegged?"
Oh, no!
He said he's never tried before, to be honest, but, yes, please.
What in the world? Did we get a number for this guy? We hopped on.
No, I didn't get a phone number, and I don't want to give too much away of their identities.
I kind of want to comment, "Hey, it's me, Donna."
Now, a lot of your responses...
Yeah, call me on the phone. Hey, what's up?
A lot of your responses, Donna, are like, let's have some fun. One person did ask if that was a real bag, because it is a very nice bag. You know, high, sexy,
nice.
Let's have some fun
on.
I'm
all about quality when
serious?
It comes to my bags.
Somebody asked if it was real?
Yeah, yeah.
I just learned what Louis Vuitton was like 6 months ago.
That's,
I thought it was an XL.
One of the least shocking things I've ever heard.
Facts.
One of the last ones. "Hey, sexy, you seem like fun. How about we skip the small talk and dive right into some excitement? Winky face."
Winky face.
And by the way, like I said, one of them thought you were Erykah Badu as well. So you really got it going, dude.
She got the whole package.
The whole entire package.
I guess I do have the whole package.
Over on Maddie's page, like I said, you did not last very long on any of these. It felt like every time within about 20, 30 minutes we were getting booted from the app. But on OKCupid, now we put a lot of stuff in your profile about how you like beer and hate pizza. Might have a tendency to talk to yourself. So there were some references to that in your responses. The first person that responded to you was on OKCupid, and this was at 12:44 in the afternoon. I don't have a full, and this is just like a match. I don't know if there's a message from this person, but he's 76 years old. He resides in Arlington, Texas. He's spontaneous. Hot. Passionate, uninhibited, and funny. He goes by Dr. Beer, and his profile has him standing next to a keg with a camouflage hat on and a little pint of beer. So you might have a match there. Oh, he also has another one where he's in Looks like at a very nice resort, so you might have a moneymaker on your hands there.
Sweet as sugar daddy.
Yeah. A fella named Justin asked us what your ideal first date would be. You responded by...
That's a good question.
Right? You responded, Maddie, by saying, taking you out, baby. I guess that freaked him out.
Oh, I thought it was brewery, of course.
Right, that's what I would have thought, too. That's what I would have thought.
Yeah, actually, if I was, yeah, 100%.
Another person just said, hi, beautiful, to which you responded, hey, smiley face. You didn't answer a question, so he kind of checks back in. I guess the intern was taking a nap or something. This was a little bit later in the day. He said, you didn't answer the question, and then you said something about pizza. Let's see. Yeah, wants to have anything but pizza, and then you tell him that even just mentioning pizza makes you want to throw up. I hate it so much, you say. He says, that's wild. Why? And you say, it's something about the dough, sauce, cheese, and toppings. Just really turns me off. I think I may have some sort of a childhood trauma or something with it.
Pizza.
Another
that
one.
Seems so
I didn't want pizza for lunch one time.
You ate pizza.
And you guys.
Didn't you put in my profile how much I love pancakes and Skittles?
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of hits on that, though, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Right? Okay.
Well, we did.
Like, okay, how weird is this chick?
So we started all this on Wednesday, and we had a lot of good responses to a lot of that stuff, a lot of good beer stuff, a lot of good Skittles and pancake stuff. But it turns out when they kick you off the app, you're no longer able to see any of the messages you received. So we started going the screenshot route. So we'll monitor Maddie and Donna's profiles and presence in our city and how they move about and see if they can find their real Romeo.
Well, just let you know that I'm prettier than Matt.
I'm also a fan.
That's all we know.